Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jessica Watson, talking animal disease traceback. Back with Jessica in just a moment.
With more Black Angus-influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at noon. Selling over 700 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. Also featuring 15 purebred Angus first calf heifer pairs and 3 heavy bred heifers. For more information, go to the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834. Remember, new buyers must register before sale day.
Our report today brought to you by the American Angus Association, America's breed. Dr. Jessica Watson is the Associate Director for Animal Health Policy for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She's been tracking the ebb and flow of the animal disease traceback issue for the last several years. Had the chance to sit down and catch up with her about this particular topic at the recent Cattle Industry Convention in New Orleans. Jessica, we've talked a lot about animal ID, especially since that cow that stole Christmas way back in 2001. But more than ever before in the last year or so, it appears that cattle producers are willing finally to get their arms around animal disease traceback or animal ID.
Yes, Ron, I would agree. I think since we published and premiered the WPI study on cattle traceability last year in Phoenix, I think we've really seen an uptake in the initiative by producers and an interest in this issue. NCBA continues to remain engaged on all levels on this. We've had discussions with USDA, Undersecretary Ibaugh, who is the Undersecretary of Marketing and Regulatory Programs at USDA APHIS. He has announced these 4 goals back in September. And those 4 goals surrounded use of electronic identification, electronic sharing of data between federal and state animal health officials, veterinarians, and industry, looking at cattle and tracing them from birth to slaughter, and then electronic certificates. So I think that's the focus that we're going to see USDA take over the next couple years as we try to work with them to enhance this issue.
You know, using those particular concepts, those four points that Undersecretary Ibaugh has been talking about, how do we make it the animal disease traceback program only, or is there an ability to share this type of information and use that in a marketing sense as well?
I think there could be a dual approach, and I think that's what our industry is trying to look at right now is do we want to keep it more of a disease traceability? And I think that's the main goal, and then I think having that technology be able to open up for improved markets, things like that. So I think there's a lot of different databases out there and technologies out there that would allow producers currently to take part in such of those market value programs. And so I think that is something that we're going to look at more in the future.
You talked about the technology. The technology's advanced a lot, and I guess what we've still got some choices, though, to make as far as which one really maybe is the gives us the overall complete package.
Yes. Most countries around the world do use the low-frequency identification tag. Ultra-high frequency has come up, and it has become a more advanced technology since back in the day when everyone started to just go with low frequency. But I think it is going to be difficult to make a decision because I do think that throughout the industry, depending on what segment you're in and where in the country you are and the type of operation that you have, there may be benefits to use one technology over the other, and it may not be uniform throughout the country. So I think that's going to be an interesting discussion as we move forward. USDA has made it very clear to us that they want to remain technology neutral. They really want the industry to tell them what technology we want to move forward with.
So, one of the concerns of cattle producers, individual producers, is that cost per animal. That's coming down, right?
I think, yes, the cost per tag is coming down. There has been some interest that we've heard in maybe a cost-sharing program of currently covered cattle under the current rule, so cattle 18 months of age and older. But there hasn't been any formal discussions or anything written down, so it's still at a talking level. And I think when we've got these 3-state pilot projects that we're really glad that USDA has been able to help fund in partnership with the states, I think getting those results from those state pilot projects is going to be really key key in how we move forward in this issue.
And Dr. Watson says several of the key aspects of the animal disease traceback conversation continue to be wrestled with by cattle producers, including how the data is handled, how confidential will it be, who can actually have access to the data, and then, of course, the ability to move cattle along at the speed of commerce. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.